I'm Kate Brown, one of the hosts of The Art Angle, a podcast from ArtNet News. We're sharing a special preview of Previously Unknown, a podcast from our friends over at Independent New York. Previously Unknown reframes and reevaluates what we think we know about contemporary art. In this segment from the latest episode, ArtNet News Pro Editor Andrew Russin moderates a discussion with Independent Art Fair founder Elizabeth Dee, curatorial advisor Matthew Higgs, and artist Jill Messler. In 2019, Messler performed an act of radical generosity by painting portraits of visitors at the fair to benefit the not-for-profit gallery White Collins. Messler will return to Independent this year to restage the memorable presentation with a series of new portraits made on site in honor of the 15th anniversary of the art fair. Tune in to Previously Unknown on your favorite podcast forum.
So as I mentioned, we have a special guest. I believe we're going to phone him up, and he's going to lend some context to the history and talk about what he has planned for this year.
Hello.
Hey, Joel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well,
thank you for calling.
Thank you for doing this. I'm joined here with Elizabeth Dee and Matthew Higgs. And for everyone listening, this is Joel Messler, the great lapsed art dealer, artist, painter, writer of Rental Gallery, Untitled, Foyer Messler, but now full-time artist. And he's here to talk about his upcoming project at Independent. But we should say, and we've been talking about it a little bit, it's a kind of... what do you call it? A recurrence, a retrospective of an earlier piece. Can you take us back to 2019 when you first worked with Matthew on this?
Yeah, that was sort of like act one. Matthew reached out to do this project, and you know, my love of Matthew and White Collins and Independent, it made perfect sense to do this and to do, you know, the synergy of everything kind of coming together. And so, you know, I paint portraits. I say to all the people that sit for the portraits, I always give everybody a disclaimer that I'm not a very good painter and that I make everybody look like old, specifically old Jewish men, because everyone has very large features and things like this. And I'm trying my best. You know, the thing is, I'm actually trying to paint people's likenesses and I'm trying to make a good painting. I just oftentimes fail at doing that. And so I thought, what a wonderful opportunity to do this at the Independent, you know, and try to make these paintings. And so that was the first act, and try to make people happy with, you know, kind of good intention, poor paintings of people. And it went off kind of successfully, I think, from my vantage point. Matthew, it seemed like it went well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, we were interested in is, and I think it's one of the reasons as a not-for-profit we participate in art fairs, is that there's a very large, undefined audience. You know, you're not really sure who these people are, who's coming through, or how they might engage with what you do. And I think that the idea to host your portrait painting studio for the 4 days of the fairs sort of lived up to the idea of the audience, who I think they had to pay for their paintings, right?
Yes, it was $250, which I kind of tried to figure out, like at that moment, the time, I guess, like what people would be willing to spend and what would kind of make it worth it, you know, like some of it went back to the, you know, to the institution. Some went to, you know, the labor and the materials and things like that. And again, you know, I've done portraits, you know, since then. And again, you know, we're doing it again, act two. And it's like the idea is it's always, you know, it started at $250 and it's going to remain $250, you know, forever and ever, you know, because it's almost like this nice gesture, you know. It's like no matter what happens, you know, artists' markets change and perceptions change and maybe even the quality of the paintings change. But like what will remain besides inflation is this cost of $250, you know? I don't know. There's something nice about it. And just to reference kind of what Matthew was saying, you don't know kind of like who is coming by and engaging in the project. And, you know, initially I was like, you know, I'm going to be very open to this experience and everything like that. And it was amazing because, you know, people would say like, will you paint my dog or will you do this or will you do this? And I just said yes to everybody. And that was part of, you know, how I wanted to engage in this project. And, you know, like maybe at the beginning, I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm painting a dog. But, you know, I'm doing it for the right reasons and my intentions are good. And hey, it's, you know, $250 and it's this. But you know what? I loved at the end of it. I'm like, you know what? I like that portrait of the dog and it worked. And so, you know, even I learned from the experiences, like all the experiences. So it was successful for me too, as an artist.
And how, Joel, did, you know, in hindsight and obviously anticipating doing this again, you know, the performative aspect, you know, you were performing as an artist in public in the context of an art fair, but how does that line up with the kind of, I would imagine, more typical solitude of making your work in your studio like you are today?
Yeah, I mean, that's an amazing question. I think about that a lot because, you know, I love the idea of like, where is the performance a little bit? And like, you know, I love these moments where it's like, I am painting these portraits. And like you said, there's a performative aspect of it. And, you know, of course I am performing, like, but it's like, it's life performance, you know, I'm just engaging with the world and people and dogs and things like that. And you know, like when I'm, you know, making this new series of work and things like that. And, you know, before I begin, it's like, it's almost like, I guess it's a different kind of performance, you know, but I light incense and like Mr. Rogers, I change my shoes and I change my, you know, shirt and I, you know, I have some books I'm working on and I have to do the books before I start painting. And I guess it's just like a different ritual, but they're all kind of performances. It's just like, who's the audience, how many people are in the audience, who's watching, and how good is their performance, I guess, you know,
I think
in the end.
And I think what the plan is this year, that you'll be painting for 2 days, the first 2 days of the fair.
Yes.
And that the resulting paintings will then be exhibited within the fair for the rest of the time. I'm curious, you know, you thinking about your own practice and the legacy of your work as an artist in the future, what status might these paintings have? Would they ever appear in a retrospective of your work in 10, 15, 20 years' time?
Well, so I am actually having an exhibition at Levy Gorby Diane this summer, and I'm turning one of the painting areas, one of the exhibition painting spaces into my office. And so I'm bringing like my furniture in and I'm going to have my therapy sessions in there and I'm going to have my like AA meetings in there. Well, anonymously, of course, you know, I have the door closed, but I'm going to be conducting a lot of like my normal kind of activities in this office of mine. And what I was hoping to do is actually have some canvases around and maybe not, because literally having, you know, we announced these portraits, so many people are like, oh my God, I want a portrait. I don't know if I can make it and stuff like that. I was going to maybe have, you know, canvases around and paint because I do that in my office now in the Hamptons. And so if inspiration comes, then like I'm going to have office hours in the gallery. And so, you know, it's maybe going to not be as formal, but I will, like, if somebody comes by and they want to have a portrait and they have $250 on them, hey, like, if the inspiration's there, might do it, you know? Why not?
And I just had one other question for you, Joel, is that obviously you have a very long kind of history in the contemporary art world, having galleries in Los Angeles and subsequently New York, and a lot of that narrative is well documented. But I was just curious, we're talking about the Independent on its 15th anniversary, is do you have a general feeling towards art fairs, or more specifically to Independent, or how now from your perspective as an artist, what's your feeling about art fairs in general, or how they fit within the larger kind of ecology of the contemporary art world?
God, I love all your questions. I feel like we should, and which we always do, we talk, you know, endlessly about this stuff. I, as a dealer, you know, I loved art fairs, but I loved them, you know, as a dealer, like the first day, especially like, you know, the first few hours, because the engagement that you could have with so many people and kind of like the amount that you could communicate in such a kind of quick fire, rapid pace is like a dealer's dream. Like for that kind of dealer, the dealer I was, you know, I, again, you know, I wasn't the, maybe the greatest art historian in my dealer days. So, you know, for me, it was like these really quick sound bites and, you know, like how do you synopsis like, you know, the best of like an artist's, you know, intentions and about the work. And so I loved art fairs. Being an artist and, you know, schmoozing people and walking around the fairs, it's like I definitely make myself scarce or don't even go to them. You know, it's like, you know, you don't really want to be seen so much, but I still love art fairs because it's just a place, you know, where everyone kind of gathers and the dealers, you know, it's, you share information and I don't know, it's like, it's telephone, you know, the game telephone, like on the greatest scale, you know, it's a trade fair. Like what's better than that when you're in the trade?
Totally. Totally. And so I want to nail down some basic logistics. So it'll be 2 days this time. Last time, how many people did you paint? Do you know how many paintings ended up getting done?
I think we did count, Matthew, didn't we? Figured it out.
Was it around 80 or am I making that up?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. And I mean, I literally like the first day I didn't pee. Excuse my language. I didn't get up to go to the restroom in for like 6 hours. My hands were cramping. It was an endurance.
It sounds like hard work. I mean, yeah.
I'll just point out to our listeners that the restroom is about 4 feet away from where Joel was painting.
It's true. Like all I was doing is drinking coffee. And yeah, you know, there's something about it. You know, you know, I've always appreciated like Matthew Barney's, like those performances, you know, there's something about that being in that space and like, can I pull this off? And I'm doing it. Like I need to suffer a little bit or I need to prove that, you know, I am worthy of this space and, you know, that there is like, because I'm engaging in this kind of performative aspect, like that there's something to gain or, you know, I have to feel this. This isn't just fun and games, you know.
Suffering. You're suffering a little bit.
Yeah, there's got to be a little suffering. So the fact that, you know, we're doing it 2 days, it's like, you know, from the moment the doors are unlocked till they're locked, you know, I plan to, you know, I don't think I'll be wearing a diaper, but like maybe I will.
Take a bathroom break this time.
Maybe. If there's a line and people holding $250, maybe I'm just going to keep painting.
Joel, is it first come or can people sign up or how does that work this time?
I'm going to let you handle that because I get to say I'm just the artist, Matthew.
So I think it'll just be first come like it was last time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think so.
And is it cash, check? Can I put down my credit card with white columns? How does it work?
I think Joel collects the money.
Oh, he collects. It's a very artist-forward approach. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie Lai, who's my assistant in this thing, you know, we'll do, we have the swiper, you know, on the phone.
Nice.
And, you know, and then we settle at the end, you know. But yeah, cash, credit card, I don't think we do checks.
Got it.
Because that's just
no one can nowadays. You can't do it. You can't do it.
No, it's just, you know, it's just confusing. So I think, yeah, and you know, Apple, whatever those, you know, different ways of getting paid are, and you know, or just, you know, hugs and smiles too, if they're equal to $250.
And Joel, one last question for me is, you know, if it's possible to generalize, what did people feel about their portraits? So what did they say or?
Well, you know, for the most part at the Independent, people were satisfied. I've definitely, since having done this, I've definitely had unsatisfied customers. you know, that like would see them. And I literally warn them and I would have disclaimers, and I do with everybody. And I've definitely had disclaimer. I mean, I've had, you know, unsatisfied customers when I turn the painting around, they're like, oh my God, like this is the worst thing I've ever seen. And I was like, I told you so. Like, I told you it was going to be bad. And they like, don't believe me. And what's funny is usually like, cause unless they're the first one, there are examples around. So I'm
right.
Like,
buyer beware.
You're seeing, yeah, like you're seeing my style. Like, I'm not going to all of a sudden be like a John Curran, like, coming out of me. Like, I, this is how I paint. So you kind of know what you're getting into. So, but you know, pretty much everyone at the independent, I felt was satisfied. Although there was, I don't know, maybe six or seven people that ended up not picking up their paintings. And I think were left, collecting dust. So whether they forgot or just maybe didn't like them, or just, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, the abandoned portraits. That's a little mm-hmm. exhibition in itself.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we're really looking forward to it, Joel. And, you know, we're thrilled that
I am too.
You can do it again. And, you know, for our listeners, it will be on the first 2 days of The Independent. And all of the information is at The Independent's website.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate being asked. And thank you guys so much.
And then Joel is also going to be... The portraits will also be in the 15x15 show.
Oh, excellent.
So
good.
As they get, you know, as they get produced, Matthew will, you know, arrange for them to be brought down and be placed within the group show.
Excellent. So there'll be many venues to engage, and Levy, Gorby, Diane coming up. But yeah,
yes.
it sounds like come early for The Independent if you want the portrait sitting.
Yeah.
And bring her $250.
Yes, bring it. Wow. Well, Joel, thank you so much for doing this from the Hamptons and jumping on while you're mid-work. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.